This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, July 1st. God's word for you today is refocus. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. And it says, "So don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." If the future is inevitable, there is no need to sweat over it. There is no need to worry. Just plan and trust God. And guess what? One thing is certain from the time man began to exist on earth till now, and that is death. Every human being will die except raptured by Christ. The question is, are you prepared? Have you planned for it? If you have not planned for your death, you have not acted very wisely. Why would you live your life and be unprepared about the surest thing about life, which is death? Get ready and plan. Yes, you shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord according to the word of the Lord in Psalm 118, verse 17. Please read. Even if you live to be 200 years old, you will still go one day. So prepare for it. The truth is, you are not ready to live until you are ready to die. When you are ready to die, when you have secured eternity in Christ Jesus, when you have put your faith in the cross of Jesus and his resurrection, then you are free to live. Until then, you are not free to live. Matthew chapter 6 verse 34 says, "Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now, and don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow." God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. We need to refocus on today and give our entire attention to what God is doing right now. When the time comes, God will help you deal with it. So, how do you let God meet your needs? First, ask Him to be your shepherd. Then give Him first place in every area of your life. After you have given Jesus first place in your life, relax and give Him your worries. And finally, trust God for one day at a time. If we can trust God for our salvation, why don't we trust God for everything else? If you can trust God for the biggest thing, your eternity, why can't you trust God for marriage? Why can't you trust God for your finances? Why can't you trust God for whatever needs you have? He can carry you. Yes, He can. So, trust Him and let it go. Make Jesus your shepherd. Tell Him every day that He is your shepherd. Give Him first place in your life. Relax and give Him your worries. And trust Him one day at a time. And if you are reading this and you have not trusted God for your salvation, today is your day. You need to trust Him for your salvation. You need to give your life to Jesus Christ. You need to turn your life over to Him. Remember, it is only a fool that will not plan for an inevitable future. You can sort it out today by putting your faith in Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Father, I surrender my life to you. Be my shepherd. Help me to let you meet my needs. Help me cede the control to you daily. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.